Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Yet another WWE talent is waiting for their release. Plus, are people in AEW sick of Cody Rhodes? And a Raw Stars rumored Rumble return. For Wednesday, January the 26th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I'm a man with a plan.
Theme music we haven't heard in a little while. Great theme music at that as well. Brian Kendrick is the man with a plan right now, but the plan isn't quite going according to plan. So this comes from PW Insider, who say we can confirm that Brian Kendrick, who had most recently been working as a producer on NXT and 205 Live, requested a release from the company weeks ago and has not been to any TV tapings in Orlando in some time. We are told Kendrick has been waiting for a release for at least 6 weeks. We last saw Brian Kendrick on NXT television getting hoyed down the stairs by Harland, and the conversations were that this would lead to a match between Brian Kendrick and Harland. They even did a bit where they showed Brian Kendrick getting treated in the medical area, which kind of gave us the indication that, okay, well, Brian Kendrick's got one more match in him maybe within WWE. It turns out his plans are beyond WWE, and he is waiting to be released. This is the second name this week who has been holding off leaving WWE because of WWE. As we know by now, Mustafa Ali is another one that has asked to be let go from WWE, and WWE have simply said no, it seems like, unless an agreement is reached soon. Ali is going to be in the same situation as Brian Kendrick, just waiting to be let go from WWE. Weird time to be playing this kind of silly buggers with a guy like Brian Kendrick, because Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Radio reports that WWE is contemplating sending some veterans to NXT 2.0 to work with some of the younger talent. Now, it wasn't specified who those veterans would be or how long they were going to be there, but it is another way that the roster of NXT 2.0, which is a much younger set of people, can get their sea legs pretty quickly. It's by working with some of the more veteran talent within WWE. And Brian Kendrick would be somebody perfect that you could put on that roster, who's got the veteran experience and could probably teach a lot in ring with people. It doesn't look like that's going to be happening, though, at a time of recording, at least. Another way that WWE are looking to get the NXT guys fitter and up to speed a little quicker is the return of house shows. Before the global pandemic, NXT ran what was called coconut shows. It's like a coconut run, which is a cute name for it, isn't it? Where they were house shows around Florida, with a smaller roster, with a lower ticket price, just to give them some experience on the road. And Dave Meltzer of The Observer on Wrestling Observer Radio says that WWE is considering starting up this house show loop once again for the NXT 2.0 lot. And these talks have been happening since July. Now they look closer than ever to actually happening. So many of the NXT guys could benefit from more wrestling experience, and these tours would give them a chance to work their craft a little more. So there are big plans for NXT to bring the roster up to date, to bring the talent up to par as they continue on. Brian Kendrick, who is one of those veteran guys who's working as a producer who could lend a helping hand in ring, may not be a part of all of these changes if he gets his way.
I know Tony Khan has sent a contract in the mail to Sammy Guevara and myself. Maybe it's not the contract I wanted. But Sammy, at this point, beach break, two titles, one champion. Oi, Sammy Guevara, what do you say?
Talking a ladder match. JR, as we were saying, there can be only one TNT champion, but will it be the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, or Sammy Guevara?
Are people in AEW sick of Cody Rhodes? Interesting question to ask this morning. One that we are asking thanks to some comments made by Brian Last, who is a wrestling historian who was on the Jim Cornette Experience this past week. Brian Last previously had talked about potential backstage heat on Cody Rhodes, and this led to a bigger story and more questions about sort of the relationship between the EVPs of AEW. So there has been previous with Brian Last, and whilst on the Jim Cornette Experience, Brian said, "I heard from people in the company that said, what did you think of that effing promo?" Referring to the promo that you just heard there, a little bit of Cody Rhodes on the ladder setting up the match against Sammy Guevara for tonight's Dynamite. He says, "I've heard from the people in the company that said, what did you think of that effing promo? And I said, oh, I thought it was hysterical. He's the funniest guy in the world. And their reaction was quite the opposite. It was, God, we are sick of this guy. He is out of his mind." Potentially some very polarizing opinions in AEW for Cody Rhodes, somebody who is very much speaking his mind in promos like that and carving his own path. And apparently it's causing some mixed reaction backstage.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently: Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Let's look ahead to WrestleMania week then. So, PW Insider have been given some details on how this is going to shape up, and they've been cautioned that the information is very preliminary, so take from this as you will. The WWE Hall of Fame, first of all, the plan is to air the ceremony on Peacock and the WWE Network on Friday evening, which is the 31st of March. We don't know if it'll be live or taped. The current plan is to have it air after Friday Night SmackDown on Fox. So once Fox finishes up with SmackDown, switch over to Peacock, to the network, and watch the Hall of Fame. I wouldn't be surprised if they pre-recorded it just so they can keep the speeches a little shorter. Also, NXT Stand and Deliver was announced just the other day. We have an NXT special in WrestleMania week's plans. However, as opposed to this being on a different night, As opposed to this being like a two-night affair as it was last year, the plan, according to PW Insider, for now, is to hold NXT Stand and Deliver as a Saturday matinee on the 2nd of April from 12 until 3 p.m. Eastern. So this will be just before WrestleMania 38 Night 1. Don't know where this is going to be yet, but this is quite a change-up from last year, as opposed to last year where it was a two-day event with all its own bells and whistles. Now, a matinee event by the looks of it. And could a popular star from Monday Night Raw be making their return for the Royal Rumble? Fightful Select seem to think this is going to be a thing. Revealing on the latest report on their website that whilst many names have been tossed around as appearing in the Rumble, Fightful have learned of a big one in Asuka. There's several talent within WWE that are of the belief Asuka will make her return at the Royal Rumble. Fightful has been unable to confirm this. Usually the case during Royal Rumble week, WWE is very tight-lipped on who is doing what, but the name has at least been discussed. We have missed Asuka on our screens, and she could be back in time for the Royal Rumble on Saturday. Speaking of the Royal Rumble, watch out for 9 pitches for the Royal Rumble 2022 with the lads from Cultaholic. We are now at a point where we can return to our regularly scheduled programming as the restrictions in the UK have lifted. We're getting back into the office, so you will see content on our channel that looks a little bit more like it should. You'll be very glad to hear. Thank you once again for supporting us during more weird and wonderful uneasiness that the pandemic and other things have brought. So thank you very much. But normal business resuming almost immediately. You'll be glad to know. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, listen out for Desert Island Graps featuring Matrimont Deathmatch Tournament winner Kennedy Copeland. Kennedy, just a deep joy to talk to. Find out how she seemingly fell into the world of deathmatch wrestling, and it led to a wonderful friendship with her and Matt Tremont. Also, Kennedy talks about her passions away from wrestling and chooses 3 wrestling matches to watch while stranded on a desert island. Desert Island Graps featuring Kennedy Copeland coming up on the Cultaholic podcast feed. And for the latest breaking news throughout the day, check cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.